Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hello, hello. Today we're talking about the post part of the Plan Create Post on Instagram process. And today I want to talk about engagement pods. I have already talked about them in my Revive Attent Instagram account episode, but I really believe that they deserve an entire episode. So what are they? An engagement pod is a group of people on or off Instagram that like, comment, save, and share each other's content to get each other's engagement up. This is usually a group of people of similar interests and in similar niches, but there are definitely a couple of huge engagement pods out there that will take just about anyone, regardless of your niche or industry. Sometimes the engagement pods will have as many as 20,000 people, while quite more often, it's a group of about a dozen to 30 people who know each other. People will often invite others in the pod too, so the pods do tend to grow that way. Engagement pods usually come with rules. Sometimes the rules are quite simple, but they can get pretty extensive. There are usually admins or moderators in these groups, and they usually require you to follow them in order to be able to join the pod. You also often have to engage with an X number of people before you can post about your content. There was also a time when all the comments had to be at least 4 words or it wouldn't count. This was mostly because people would just say beautiful or leave a couple of emojis and they'd be done. It went as far as having bots who would check whether you completed all the required steps before being able to participate. Also, the engagement pods are not for chit-chat. You cannot talk about your day there. The only messages allowed, especially in the big ones, are your new post and then letting everybody know you're done engaging with other people's content or that you followed all the rules. Moreover, you usually shouldn't send your entire post URL into an engagement pod. Basically, everything that comes after the question mark in the URL is used for tracking. If you use a link like that, it can be tracked and your account could get flagged. This is not entirely verified, but most engagement pods will not allow that. Another huge thing is being a leech. When you're being a leech, you post about your content, you get engagement, but you don't engage with others. So where would you find engagement pods? I do want you to listen to the rest of this episode before you go finding them yourself, because engagement pods are definitely not something I recommend. I will tell you why in a bit, but if you do decide to join one, regardless of what I say, you can find them in different Facebook groups, on Telegram, and there's even a subreddit called IG Pods where you can join existing pods or create one yourself. But let me talk about them a bit more. Here's the gist of engagement pods. Basically, once you post your new piece of content, you would share it in the engagement pod to let others know you have something new up on your profile. You would engage with people who shared their content before you, and then others would engage with you. That all sounds fun and dandy, doesn't it? Well, they're not as effective as you may think they are. Plus, there are a bunch of drawbacks to joining them and participating in them. Let me get one thing straight. Engagement from the engagement pods is not organic engagement. Yes, your engagement might spike with using these, but as soon as you stop using them, your engagement will drop. That's just a fact. So think about this. How long are you able to sustain this? How long can you engage with people from your pod consistently? Can you do it every single time you post for months? If the answer is no, you definitely shouldn't join one. Not only that, but your account might actually get flagged by using the engagement pods. How? Well, Instagram algorithm is getting very smart. Let's say you get 20 likes and 5 comments on your posts consistently. All of a sudden, you start getting 50, 60, or even 100 likes and dozens of comments. The Instagram algorithm is going to be suspicious and you might get flagged. It may assume you bought engagement. Another thing is, none of these people from the pods actually care about your content. They don't care about what you sell. They don't care about what you have to offer. They engage because they want engagement from you, just like you do with other people involved. You will never build loyal following using engagement pods. This is especially true if you're a business on Instagram. Also, these people will almost never follow you. That means that you might have 100 followers and 500 likes. That's not very convincing. And people on Instagram are not dumb. They will know that something weird is happening. The same people are always liking and commenting on your content, and the comments are pretty much the same. If you notice that with any accounts on Instagram, you should know that that is probably what's happening. So you're spending hours engaging with people you don't care about and that don't care about you to get artificial engagement that won't produce too many results. People will see those comments, and trust me, those comments are usually very generic and almost never value-adding. I did join an engagement bot myself, not with my Proleta Media account, but with my beauty influencer account that I had years ago. I was a beauty influencer, yes. And the engagement bots I joined pretty much hurt my account, and my account was dead a long time ago. I don't even post on that one anymore, but it has been dead for a while. So I know firsthand that engagement bots definitely do hurt you. I do have another tip that is regarding influencers on Instagram. If you're an influencer or you want to become one, please don't use the engagement bots. It might be something you would consider doing, as a lot of influencers do that, but here's why you shouldn't. Brands look for organic and genuine conversations in the comments. If you, as an influencer, use engagement bots, brands will see that, and your brand deals might go right down the drain. Brands want people that can build real connections with their followers and people who can sell their products. With this type of engagement, regardless of your engagement rate, which is huge in the influencer world, it will just not happen. Bottom line, don't waste your time, regardless of whether you're a brand, an influencer, or just a regular social media user. It's not worth it, and it can definitely do more harm than good. Now, you might be thinking, I have friends on Instagram, people who regularly comment on my content and I comment on theirs. Well, it might sound like the same thing, it really isn't. Think about it. They still have to visit your profile or see your content on their feed. This is organic. You don't have to remind them to do something. It's their will whether they will engage with you or not. Yes, it is awesome if new people find you and engage with you, but with good engagement, that is organic engagement, you will get there. So what can you do? Engage the old-fashioned way. Network with people you follow, people who follow you, and leaders in your industry. If you're really not happy with your engagement, I'm inviting you to join my engagement challenge. I did this to get my own engagement up a few weeks back, but I decided to create a challenge that anyone could join. I had almost 2.5 raise in my engagement rate, and I got over 30 followers, which I was at the same number for a very long time. So I just hit 1K with this challenge, just from engaging strategically for 10 days. I really believe that this could be a game changer for you. I also shared a bunch of tips and tricks for engaging in the challenge, and you can continue doing that after the challenge is over. That's actually the point. And that's pretty much all I have to say about the engagement bots and what to do instead. I did post about my new and revamped services yesterday, so let me just tell you a little bit about them now. I haven't raised my prices for almost 2 years, so I decided it was time to create some new and improved offers that will help you with your Instagram game. The first one is Insta Revamp, where I audit your profile and send you a video and a PDF with actionable tips and improvements. Next is the Hashtag Whisperer, where I help you find the perfect 30, 100, or 150 hashtags for your profile that will help your reach. The Insta Fixer is a one-on-one coaching session where you can use all my Instagram knowledge for 1 hour to help you with anything you're worried, confused, or not sure about. Finally, the Insta Game Plan is a service where I develop a strategy for your Instagram profile based on your goals and desires. If you want to know more about these services or you want to join my engagement challenge, please check the link in the show notes and you will find everything there. That's it for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.